Fred Film Radio, Sarajevo Film Festival, Bosnia and Herzegovina.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the 23rd Sarajevo Film Festival, and I'm very pleased to be joined by producer Zdenka Gold. Thank you very much for joining us.
You're more than welcome.
So just as a first question, would you mind giving us a brief overview of what you're doing here?
Yeah, I have a feature film, second feature film by director Bobo Jelčić. The project is called All Alone, and we are part of works in progress of CineLink program, which is dedicated to industry at Sarajevo Film Festival.
So I guess the follow-up question to that is we get to talk a little bit about this film project. We should probably start with the story or what it's about. Could you tell us a little bit about it?
It is a story about a divorced father, Marko, who is trying to get through various bureaucratic... through bureaucratic system the same right as his wife has. So his ex-wife got custody over their child after divorce, and he is not satisfied with the amount of time that he's spending with his daughter, so he would like to spend the same amount of time as mother is with his daughter. So he's trying to fight this fight. So it is kind of a story of gender equality, but seen from a male point of view this time.
Is there a specific reason or importance to tell this story, especially seen as you mentioned there, the final part of your answer deals with gender equality?
I think it's important to see also the male side, and because I think that somehow it is more often, and are very often it happens that women are in that battle, trying to get more time or custody over their children. But now we have a situation that father wants to be equal to the mother. So, yeah. And it is a very intimate story of the director itself.
Yeah. And the director, you mentioned the director is?
Director is Bobo Jelčić. He is also writer and director.
Have you worked with him before?
Yes, I produced also his first film. It's called The Stranger, and it was premiered in Berlinale in 2013 in Forum section.
All right, so you continued on your collaboration with him. And he also wrote the screenplay, and you mentioned that it's inspired by him. It's a story that's inspired by his own story.
Bobo is always working with stories which are very, very close to him. So this one is also very close to him.
Also, the previous film was a personal film too.
Also, yes.
And what's his background?
In fact, he has a very interesting background. He's a theater director, and A Stranger was his first film. He's a very famous theater director. He invented his own method of working with actors, and his performances, which are also based as his films are, on very specific topics that are very close to him. So he makes stories and performances around this very often like common everyday things.
And do you think that coming from a different background that isn't specifically cinematic has an impact on the work of these auteurs, of these filmmakers?
Yeah, I think it makes it much more interesting because they're bringing something new.
And so it, in a way, it actually helps or adds something original. It makes a voice in cinema more original.
Exactly, yeah.
So we're here at CineLink and at Sarajevo Film Festival. What do you think of the of CineLink? Does it help? This is the fourth time I come to this festival, and I always find that it's very intense. But what do you make of the experience, and is it a productive one?
For us, for example, this was the first time that we shot the film in March and April this year, and for us it was very important to show the material that we have to somebody else, and especially to foreign audience. And we are happy and lucky to be in works in progress, so we have only professionals could attend our screening, which is benefit because first of all they know how to watch the film which is not finished, so the material which doesn't have any sound or picture post-production, and also just like a little piece of some excerpts of from the entire material. So for us it was really very useful to get feedbacks on the material, yeah.
So correct me if I'm wrong, the film is shot, from what I understand.
Yes, yes, the second one is...
So you're looking for post-production.
Exactly, yeah.
Okay, well, we'll be looking forward to seeing it in the near future. In the meantime, I thank you very much for talking to us about it.
Thank you very much.
And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.